Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so excited that you have joined us today. We'll be right back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN Radio, and we're so glad that you're joining us.
Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and I'll be filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining with me today to encourage you and inspire you is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Chris.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have that perfect voice, Chris, I'll tell you.
It's all right, man.
Well, we're going to get on to you today. Don't worry. Today, you know. But I want to encourage everyone. I want to welcome all of our VFN radio listeners today. And I want to encourage you that this is the day that the Lord has made. Chris, what's going on back over there? Let's get that thing together, okay? I mean, did you feed him this morning? What's happening over there?
Yeah, really?
My bad, dude.
Okay. Well, I want to give some shout outs this morning. I do want to give a shout out to Pastor Cindy out there in Lakeland, Texas. Oh my goodness,
Lakeland, Florida.
Texas. I'm always thinking about Texas. Lakeland, Florida.
It probably
Peter.
Is.
Peter. Yeah. Peter. Oh my goodness, man. I've been hearing about this t-shirt. And I talked to Pastor Chris, but I don't know where the t-shirt's at. I'd like to see what the t-shirt looks like. You know, maybe you can make that happen, Peter. I'd love to see the t-shirt. What does it say, Chris, on the t-shirt?
It says, don't eat another man's lunch.
Groceries.
Don't eat another man's groceries. Iabide.org.
Yeah. There you go. You can abide and spend time with the Lord yourself. Fantastic. What I want to share with you that in Psalms 121, it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Mm. My goodness, listen.
And you can't beat that.
Listen. I said it yesterday. I don't know, man, but... Five fingers on each hand, five toes on each feet. You know what I'm saying? Alive. I don't have any problems today. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we are blessed. Listen, if God be for you, who could be against you? If God be for you, who could be against you? And when God's on your side and he's watching over you and he's protecting you and he's at your right hand, let me tell you something. It's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day. So no need to fret, no need to worry, no need to be concerned over things that are happening maybe in your life and in the world today. Listen, God's not sleeping. There's no slumber.
No.
There's no slumber going on. He is faithful and he is just. Well, you know, Pat and Chris, you know, back in June.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be precise, back in June 25th.
Oh, down to the day. I can't wait to hear that.
Down to the day. I was on VFN radio.
Really?
And, you know, as I look back and I think, you know, this day, we've been having so much fun and just been so encouraged to be able to share this moment with your VFN radio listeners every morning.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on that day, I shared about R.A. Dickey.
Oh.
He is the Mets New York pitcher, the ace. If you notice, I am wearing my New York Mets hat this morning while
that.
I'm in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Because today is a special day. R.A. Dickey, the New York Mets pitcher, was yesterday announced as the National League Cy Young Award winner. we need to give a big round of applause. You know, the National League Cy Young, the baseball has two leagues. They have the American League and the National League. And Ari Dickey is a pitcher who's a believer. And we're going to talk about his testimony because it's just phenomenal. It really, really is. But Ari Dickey came from just amazing odds to have a completely amazing, memorable year. And he won the National League Cy Young Award. And the Cy Young Award is an award that's given to the best pitcher of each league that year. And it's an amazing accomplishment. Wow. I mean, it really, some people, you know, some pitchers pitch their whole career and never, ever win, you know, that type of an award. In Mets history, 50-year history, there's only been two pitchers prior to him, Tom Seaver and Doc Gooden, okay, to win this award. So it's an exciting day. My sons and I had a great celebration there, a high five to our dismal season. I mean, they won a total of 74 wins this year, the Mets did. And Ari Dickey was responsible for about 26% of those wins when he was on the mound. I mean, he's your go-to guy. But Ari Dickey is pretty amazing because he's kind of a lot like us. He has come back from multiple setbacks. You know what I'm saying? He's 1 month away from turning 38. And
he's that old? Oh my God.
Yeah, he's that old. He is a believer. Yeah, for an athlete.
That's old.
Yeah, for an athlete, that is pretty old. But he's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, man. He's made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior. And I shared back on the 25th that I had the chance, my sons and I, to meet R.A. Dickey. And we went to meet him. He wrote a book called Wherever I Wind Up, My Quest for Truth, Authenticity, and the Perfect Knuckleball. And we went to a book signing, and we brought him a gift with a baseball that says, I abide.org. Talked to him about abiding, you know, and meeting with the Lord. In fact, we gave it to him. You know, him and his wife were kind of surprised that we kind of brought him a gift. And he took a picture with us with iabide.org. And he said he's going to go to the website and check it out.
Yeah.
But I read his book and read his story. And, you know, this knuckleball is kind of about losing control. It's an odd pitch. It's something that most pitchers don't turn to. If pitchers turn to it at all.
Yeah, it's a really hard pitch, right?
Yeah, I mean, you actually don't use your knuckles. You actually kind of use your nails in a way. You got to dig into the ball. And it's about just throwing this ball that has no turns at all. When you're throwing a baseball with those slider, fastball, curveball, it's all about seams. The seams of the baseball, the stitches have to turn. They have to rotate. Well, this knuckleball doesn't rotate at all. It just kind of lobs out there.
Right, it's like a lame duck.
Exactly, and you never know where it's going to break. It could it could break down. It could break sideways. It could just, you know.
Even the guy throwing it has no idea.
He has no idea. It's all about losing control.
Wow, think about that. And
exactly, and he actually says there's a great, you know, connection between that pitch and his own life. It's only when he lost control, quote unquote, of what he was doing and he went through some trials, and he found the Lord, man. He was done. This guy's been going through the minor leagues for years. He just got signed in 2010, I believe, with the Mets.
I mean,
it's like no one gave him a chance. The Mets were the last team that actually gave him an opportunity to pitch, and he was out of the majors.
Yeah, then he have like a bum shoulder or arm or something.
It's something going on with his arm that, you know, early on in his career, he was drafted by the Texas Rangers, and they offered him $1 million signing bonus, only later to find out that on x-rays that he had this ligament that basically was a career ending type of injury or problem.
Yeah, it was missing, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
completely gone.
It just didn't have it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the doctors are saying that, listen, it's impossible for you to turn a doorknob without having excruciating pain without this ligament.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm fine. I don't feel a thing. Long story short, he had $1 million policy as a baseball player when he played for Tennessee that if he got injured, he could cash in. And he never cashed that policy in. He wanted to continue to play baseball. And Texas Rangers, when I'm calling him back, they said, listen, we can't offer you $1 million, but we can give you $75,000. Mm. Can you imagine?
Wow. What a jump.
He says, I'll take it. Took it and started just, I mean, many years on a cycle of just, yeah. you know, trying to find his way.
Mm-hmm.
And spent many years in the minor leagues, which is not really...
not very desirable.
No, not desirable, you know, just, you know.
Right.
Not the best place a lot of players want to be in, you know.
Yeah, right.
But he gets called up, but he came to a point where he accepted the Lord of his life. And he says, you know, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. And his wife, you know,'s brother actually led him to the Lord in school. And that's how he wound up meeting his wife and his family. Cool. And it's just really an amazing story. He's a very humble guy, mm-hmm. really authentic. And it's amazing that the same year that he writes a book, the book comes out,
mm-hmm.
in the same year that he climbs Mount Kilimanjaro. And by the way, he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro as a fundraiser for a teen challenge.
Sorry, I forgot about that. Where is that at?
You know, I have no idea.
Kilimanjaro?
I have no idea.
Isn't it like in Africa or something?
Somewhere out there. Could be. We can find out, though. We can definitely find out. But he climbs this mountain to raise funds for Teen Challenge, which is a Christian organization that basically helps people that are recovering from alcohol and drugs. And so really it's just a great celebration for him. And it's just really wonderful to see how the Lord is just blessing me. So many athletes this year, Tim Tebow and Jeremy Lin and others, and Drew Brees, and mm-hmm. just bold to be able to share their faith on a world stage that, you know, many fans, you know, cheer them and wave them on. But when they give credit to the Lord Jesus Christ, is amazing. And Ari Dickey says that, you know, oftentimes I get interviewed and I give God the glory, but my testimony gets cut out of all of that. They, you know, a lot of these news people, they don't want to play my testimony when I'm talking about God. Mm-hmm. Doesn't understand why. So we're taking a little bit of time here just to talk about his testimony, who's behind Ari Dickey,
mm-hmm.
And his success. In fact, we talked about an article that was recently shared, I believe, in World Magazine, a Christian publication. The title was "It Worship on the Mound," and he considers throwing baseball, pitching, as his way of worship and glorifying God.
Amazing. And Kilimanjaro is in Africa. Good guess.
Oh, you were right. Look at
I
you.
I was correct.
Chris, imagine that. Who knew? Such knowledge.
I know. It just comes from nowhere.
That's amazing.
such intellect. Well, we're going to get ready to share so much today. You know, we're going to talk about Israel. We shared about Israel before. But right before we come back from this break, we're going to just share some just new updates. We'll be right back.
You know, John, it's amazing how many spectator sports there are right now. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's TV shows or, you know, TV sports, a lot of it's spectator sport, you know. But the truth is that the church is not a spectator sport. You know, God wants you to be involved. God wants you to play your part.
Hmm.
And I just want to encourage you that, you know, if you have not yet, you can ask Jesus Christ to come in your life. And if you have asked Jesus Christ to come in your life, you know, there's an integral part that God wants you to play. God does not want you to remain on the sidelines. He doesn't want you to be a spectator.
Hmm.
He wants you to play your part that only you yourself can bring to pass. If that's you and you want to find out more, I encourage you to go to vfnu.org and find out the plan that God has for you. Find out more of what you can do to bring that to pass in your life. vfnu.org.
Well, you know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and I know you already like it. It's got the... when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series.
Mm-hmm.
And series, you just touch it, and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, which also original intent and wisdom moments and
prophetic words,
and those are series that it has right there. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that thing about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetized. But then at the bottom, you can choose live, like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store, and type in VFN TV. It's VVictor FN TV, and you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app, and it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. We need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other, and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king, as his kingdom, and the safety of his people.
Steve, oh my goodness. How many times you're trying to explain Vine Fellowship Network? And like, really, how do you explain this awesome revelation? Well, so many people are talking to me and they want to know more because they're so attracted to being the church instead of going to the church. Well, that's why we have Vine Seminars. Vine Seminars is an awesome opportunity how you can begin to start seeing this progressive revelation that has just been shared by God, how it's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be, but how it truly, truly is all about family and really fulfilling the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage you, get a chance and find out more at vineseminars.org.
I think about that Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. Mm-hmm. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got back seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dead. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death, and we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this, you think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
What we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums fill with people. We've seen them fill with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN Radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN Radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces a someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel's coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. If we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month, maybe it's $2 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat and Chris. Well, you know, Pat, Chris, we spoke yesterday. We spoke yesterday about Israel, and actually the day before, because, as you know, as we've been sharing and talking here on VFN Radio this week, that Hamas has been shooting rockets here recently, increased rockets. They've been doing this for a while into Israel. The southern part of Israel, you know, anywhere between 75 to 115 rockets. Amazing how they can get so precision and find out how many they've been shooting. But, you know, it's about 115, they were saying, in that range of rockets. And there seemed to be a truce that was put together by Egypt, which I thought was, you know, interesting.
Yeah.
But it was brokered by Egypt, and so sort of ceasefire, but at the same time, you heard Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, and he was quoted saying that whoever thinks that he can routinely attack the daily lives of the residents of the South without paying a heavy price is mistaken. I am responsible for choosing the right time to exact the highest possible price, and so it will be. And so there was kind of a thought there that, well, you know, something will be coming.
Right.
Well, yesterday, something did come. And Israel has responded in a deadly airstrike to Hamas. And what happened was they were able to, with the Israeli Air Force, with pinpoint accuracy, Pat. I mean, pinpoint accuracy, fire, don't know if it was a bomb or a missile, but the Israel, the Air Force, was able to strike the vehicle, the car, in which the leader of the military wing, Ahmad Jabari, was actually in. Not only did it kill him, but it killed his son and I think three others.
Oh, wow.
And so this was huge. This was huge. Not only that, but it appears that there has been a there was a tank assault as well as the Israeli Navy shooting from the sea there, but the main attack here came, you know, through the air, and so this was definitely devastating. I want you to listen to this one right back.
Watch. Israel leads a deadly airstrike in Gaza. Good evening, everyone. I'm Lee Webb.
And I'm Wendy Griffith. One target of the strike was the head of Hamas's military. Ahmed Jabari was killed today when a missile hit the car he was traveling in. Jabari has long topped Israel's most wanted list, being blamed for numerous attacks. Today's strike comes after days of heavy rocket fire from Gaza into southern Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country won't tolerate such attacks and that Israel is prepared to expand that operation that began today.
Chris Mitchell joins us now from Jerusalem via Skype. And Chris, what's the situation like on the ground in Gaza right now?
Well, right now, Lee, it's exploded. I mean, literally and figuratively, after the assassination earlier today of Ahmed Jabari from the Hamas military wing. Right now, schools are closed in southern Israel. I think it's a state of emergency right there now. So it's really a dire situation. And this is a retaliation by Israel over maybe 160 rockets that have been fired in the last several days. And I think this is Israel saying to Hamas, enough is enough. We can't take it anymore.
You mentioned the military leader's assassination. How will losing the head of their military wing impact Hamas, Chris?
Well, it's a blow. First of all, it's a psychological blow that Israel can strike him, a targeted assassination in the center of Gaza. Also, he was a liaison between Hamas and Iran. So he played a pivotal role between the relationship with Hamas in the Gaza Strip and Iran in Tehran. He also was the developer of the Qassam rocket industry. So that's a blow because that's really their main weapon against Israel right now. So he developed the Qassam rockets and sort of that cottage industry. And now those rockets are even getting longer. And part of the Israeli strike is to deter the Farjar rockets. And that has about a 70-kilometer or 42-mile range, enough to hit Tel Aviv. So that's one of the things that Israel is really trying to pinpoint right now.
Yeah, and they say that these airstrikes are the beginning of a broader operation. What comes next?
Well, I think right now we'll more strikes against this rocket industry, perhaps targeted assassinations of some of the Hamas leaders. We just talked to a retired Israeli general who gave a conference call just a few minutes ago, and he says this will likely go on for several days. Hamas is calling it a declaration of war, so I think we're going to see this intensify for the next few days. Whether or not it goes beyond that remains to be seen. And one added element to this, Lee, is that after the Arab Spring, you know, Mubarak was sort of a restraining force on Hamas. But now with the Muslim Brotherhood in control in Egypt, it makes you wonder, maybe not this time, but as things go down 6 months, a few years down the road, whether any attacks against Hamas in the Gaza Strip will, spark some sort of retaliation or support by Egypt and its Muslim Brotherhood government.
Well, Chris, this is just another reminder that you report on a daily basis from a very dangerous part of the world. So we pray for your safety and for those in harm's way there.
This is so important. This is so important here because you're seeing something that's major taking place. Remember the prophetic word that was shared on VFN radio, that the first time that Israel has to fire the first shot in order to defend itself, it's not going to be good.
That's right.
You know, and I would dare say this would probably be considered the first shot.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
You know, this is that. Mm-hmm. So, we definitely need to brace yourself because I don't believe this is over.
Mm-mm.
And I don't believe this is over by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, the person that they just assassinated, Ahmed Jabari, he helped in 2006 to do a kidnapping of a former Israeli defense soldier. And their plan was to continue to, you know, abduct these soldiers and using them as bargaining chips, according to CBN News. And this is who CBN News is just reporting what we just heard in this last segment.
Right.
I mean, this is serious. I mean, what's going on with Hamas? And if you just don't know, the Gaza Strip, where this is coming from and where they just attacked, the Gaza Strip is located on the southern border of Israel. It's a 20-mile stretch long. I believe it's 7 miles wide. Mm-hmm. It's a small little area, but causing a whole lot of havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And they share a border not only with Israel but with Egypt. You know, and I was thinking about Hamas. You know, Hamas is basically a terrorist organization that's within Gaza. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hamas is like – that little brother of that kid in the neighborhood who is a big, big bully,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the little brother goes around thinking that he can push other kids older than him, more powerful than him, and be irritating and terrorizing them because they're big brothers in the background. You're not going to mess with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids in the neighborhood, like, look, dude, I can really just get in there and do something to you, you know, but this is going to create bigger problems. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so they have a connection. Hamas has a connection, obviously, with Egypt, because they're an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the Muslim Brotherhood just elected, you know, with Mercy,
mm-hmm.
the president of Egypt.
Right.
He was one of their candidates from the Muslim Brotherhood.
That's right.
So, you know, and not only that, but Hamas has connection with Iran as well.
Mm.
And so this is really, really touchy. It's like, so, you know, everything's funneled here through Hamas.
Yeah.
And it seems like they have like a foothold here into Israel. And the thing is that these rockets, there's different range of these rockets. Like they have this Qasem rocket that's about 17 kilometers in its distance that they can shoot over.
Mm-hmm.
But these Grad rockets, GRAD rockets, according to the Israeli Defense blog, has a range of 20 kilometers. And then they have other ones that are more. Well, you're looking at all of these cities in the southern region of Israel, Ashkelon, Sderot, Eshkol. I mean, they have pretty nice-sized population that's within reach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, listen, the reporter was saying that, you know, that Israel was responding like we can't take it anymore. Well, I don't think it's not we can't take it anymore. It's more like we're not going to take it.
Exactly.
It's not that Israel is like, oh, what do we do? And you know, they've been showing patience and patience and patience.
Unbelievably.
And so much diplomatic, efforts in order to stop this, in order to deal with them. I mean, you got to understand what's been happening. Okay, basically. You're looking at more than a half a million Israelis that have less than 60 seconds to find shelter after a rocket is launched from Gaza into Israel.
Oh, wow.
With less than 60 seconds. And this has been happening, I mean, for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Just this year alone, there's been over 822 rockets fired. Okay.
Wow.
And since November 14th, there's been about 246. Last year, there was 651. So obviously, there's an increase that's happening. And at what point do you say, listen, enough is enough? At one point do you say, listen, not that we can't take it.
Mm-hmm. We won't.
We're not going to take it. And you got to give a lot of credit to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, because he's going to do whatever he has to do to defend his people.
Mm-hmm.
One retired general was quoted the prime minister as saying that for right now, quiet will be answered with quiet. So it depends on what Hamas will do over the next 24 hours.
Mm.
So we don't know what's going to come out of all of this. And we can only expect that Hamas is going to try to retaliate and try to do what they can.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you have Egypt right there on the border. Egypt responded by immediately pulling their ambassador out of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not something that basically we want to see happen, you know, just this thing escalate. But they call this Operation Pillar of Defense.
Oh, wow.
And you'll see in this video that we're going to make available on the Torch. I mean, you see the car driving down the road.
Yeah.
And you see the target, I mean, on the moving vehicle.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's amazing. I mean, it was moving, and all of a sudden it just blows up. I mean, out of nowhere.
Mean, it's like, I don't think that you want to mess with Israel. I don't think this is a good idea. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, for the last, I guess, 40 years, while Hosni Mubarak, which was a former president of Israel, was the president of Egypt, you know, They had peace on that border,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, they're still saying that they want peace, but you just don't know moving forward what is going to happen. In fact, Mercy, the current president of Egypt, who's affiliated obviously with the Muslim Brotherhood, says that, listen, says to the Palestinians that our blood is their blood, and Egypt may not accept what was accepted before,
mm-hmm.
and that's what really Hamas is leaning on. They're wanting, you know, basically a big brother to step on in and say, look what they did to us.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you've been picking fights all over the neighborhood. What are you talking about?
Right.
You know, you're going around smacking people in the back of the head, and you think, you know what, you're going to get Egypt, you're going to get Iran to back you up?
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to happen. And so very, very interesting. In this attack, they were able to blow up basically internal security headquarters in southern Gaza. And the president, a president has been informed, the United Nations has been informed, and they both seem to be very supportive of this strike.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
All right.
For now.
For now.
And only time will tell.
That's right.
And so obviously we want to encourage, but this has culminated, this has escalated, and it's really, 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 really important. The prime minister was quoted as saying that today we relayed a clear message to the Hamas organization and other terrorist organizations. Mm. Crystal clear.
Right.
And if there is a need, the Israeli Defense Forces is prepared to broaden the operations. We will continue to do everything in order to protect our citizens. Now, Hamas responded by saying, listen, the gates of hell are open and they're looking to strike back.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand that these radical Islamic terrorists, they are bent. They are bent on annihilating and killing the Jewish people. In their schools, they're teaching their children.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching their children basically to hate the Jews. There's a recent article that's saying that they're teaching them Hebrew basically so they can understand their enemy. They can understand it. They're teaching their children. And they're teaching them from very young that Israel is their enemy, that they have no right to be in that land. And so we want to make sure that we just stay prayerful and be concerned. But we want to play this segment. We want to play this segment mm-hmm. on Jews and Jesus, JJ. Because this is going to give us deeper understanding and deeper understanding of what's behind all of this. You know, this is not something new, but this is going to help us really dive a little bit deeper and bring some perspective and some clarity on what's behind these attacks and what's going to, basically move forward.
Right.
Well, we're going to talk about, in the extra hour, we're going to be talking about, Christianity. We're going to be talking about, Islam. Also, we're going to talk about, what's taking place in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're amazed at some of the things that are going on. Islam in the West, it seems to be a huge rise of Islam. And we want to say this before we start talking about it, and we're going to mention it again in the extra hour, and we'll always preface what we're saying with JJ. So you want to talk about JJ. Right. And when you hear JJ, we're saying it that way so that you remember it. Because if we don't preface what we're saying with JJ, and we'll tell you what JJ means in a minute, then, the enemy's going to twist it and call it intolerance. And that's the last thing that a Christian is being. We're not supposed to be, and that's not our goal.
Mm-hmm.
But the two J's stand for Jesus and the Jews.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That you have to understand. I remember I was talking to John Stemberger, with he's the one responsible for putting the marriage amendment on the Florida Constitution. He's also the one that represented or began to represent a 70-year-old, a child who was a child of a Muslim parents who were trying to ship her back to, one of the Arab countries from America because she got saved. She became a Christian, and she was concerned that, they were going to harm her.
Right.
Because this is the thing is, JJ, you have to understand, JJ, that the Quran, which is the book that was written by Muhammad, which is the prophet that followers of Islam, which are called Muslims, they follow. You need to read it. Don't just listen to the latest interview about it. Look at it. As a matter of fact, you can go to the VFN Torch and compare. You have the Bible right beside the Quran. You can see the two right there. And we have some teachings on VFN TV to talk about it. And so John Stemberger, I talked to John Stemberger. We had him here for VFNU. He was speaking to our leaders and about how to, lead in regards to the First Amendment and be in the church and not be restrained and, what your rights are and that type of thing. And we appreciate John for doing that. And, but in that, I was talking to him and he's explaining to me that he says, that a friend of his told him that you have to understand this way this works is that this is his friend telling John. This is not right. John. John's just repeating what his friend had told him that there is a there's radical Islam, and then there's another form of Islam, but then there's their moderate. The moderate, the, and there's the backslidden Islam, basically. He didn't use the backslidden, people that don't even know the Quran. Then you have the moderate who actually sees it, what it says in the Quran, but they've moderated it. They kind of fix, you know, sort of like Mormonism moderated their book, Mormon. They kind of just adjust. And, you know, the 15th edition. And then, but then you have the radical Islam. And so they've separated themselves from, radical. But what does radical really mean? I mean, what does radical? Radical means, you know, that you read it and you believe it and you do it. I mean, and so, and I said, well, so he's saying, so the hope for America, his friend's telling him, the hope for America is that, that is the moderate Muslim, the one who's moderate.
The backslidden Muslim.
Well, the moderate Muslim. And I said, well, you know, John, that I can understand what you're talking about. But the thing about it is that in Christianity and following the Lord, when Christians follow Jesus, the other J in JJ, is that the very fact that we preach Jesus as the way to God, they consider that adversarial. That that there's three goals for that. There's three goals in the Quran for that is either convert, put in servitude, or to kill.
Right.
You know, and with us, with the Bible, it's like we love our enemies.
Right.
And so there's a big contrast there.
Yeah.
Huge.
You know, one is, you know, gets hit in the face and the cheek and they turn the other cheek, you know, and the other one takes the head off of the one who didn't choose to follow their God. I mean, it's a huge
total contrast. And so then
preaching Jesus is considered an offense to the ones who follow Islam. And so the only way you can appease that spirit is to not preach Jesus. And he's like, well, yeah, that's, you know, he's saying, you know, he's kind of panning that out, you know, and he's going, well, so then I said, so then you're saying this, the only hope for America is a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian.
Wow.
And he paused for a moment and he's like, yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, a backslidden Christian is not sliding into heaven. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as really, those are, you know, different terms. Yeah. And so, understanding that, it's not that Christians, you know, that follow Jesus cannot live and coexist with anybody who serves any other, you know, God, which we consider false. You know, we can do that. We can coexist. We can live up under Pharaoh. We can live up under, you know, in China. I mean, look what's happening in China. But the thing about it is if the very fact you're going to kill us and oppress us and put us in servitude and kidnap our women and force them into Islam and bring in a caliphate and your goal is to destroy the Christians and the Jews because the other G is other J is Jews, that they believe that, and the Quran says, and it's not going to be over until a rock says, come over here and look at me. There's still a Jew under me. Come out and destroy this Jew. I mean, they're against they're against Jesus and the Jews. Right. And the Quran says that, and you can see this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Just type in Islam. We have a lot of different things right there trying to seek an understanding of it and our contrast between the two, but understanding that they want to destroy the Jews. That's their goal. Their goal is the reason why you're seeing Israel surrounded right now by this Arab Spring, that which our President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, which by the way was just voted for the second year in a row the second most powerful woman in the world.
Interesting.
Up under Merkel, the president of Germany.
Germany.
The chancellor, whatever her, she is of the most powerful woman in the world. And they're orchestrating all this. And so there's a storm brewing, America. Church, and that's who we're talking to. We're, you know, this what VFN Radio is for. Is not we're not talking to the world. We're talking to the church. I mean, that's and the church is not buildings or organizations. It's people who profess to be believers of Jesus Christ to encourage you, to inspire you, to challenge you, to activate you. But we're also talking to the ones that have gone astray in hopes that God would lead you back in those that are being drawn to God. Maybe the Lord is beginning to speak to you and call you in, and that we're here to be able to encourage you on that journey to God. And you can go to meetmyfather.org, where we shared a couple of our stories, and you can find out how to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. Understand JJ. This is JJ, Jesus and the Jews. Understand this, that the Quran says that Jesus is not the son of God. And that he will have to come back and repent for calling himself the son of God. Now, if Jesus, and he is, the only way to God, Islam denies access to God by denying the sonship of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Right.
I mean, think about that. I mean, Yousef right now, right?
That's right.
Yousef is in prison in Iran. They're going to have his trial September the
8th.
September?
He's been in prison now for over 3 years for trying to evangelize.
Where at and what is the primary religion of that land?
Well, it's Muslim, and it's in Iran. And so he's been in prison now for 3 years. 3 years. And they try to arrest him on these false charges for, you know, rape and extortion. And when they dug up and found out what the arrest report was for religious-based purposes, which is basically, you know, trying to preach the gospel and for witnessing to Muslims. And they put him in prison. And now, because there's an outcry from the church, and I know many of us have been praying, but now other countries have stepped up, and Great Britain, the United States, Brazil, they're all demanding for his release. But this is an aggressive religion that wants to do everything in its power to stop the spreading of Christianity and to stop the mentioning of Jesus Christ as the only way.
Yeah, and the thing, evil can't coexist with good. It can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't coexist. And so the very first international war that, you know, America ever fought was in was a war against the Muslims, because they had no choice. They hated to do it because, you know, they were just trying to build their country. We fought for our country and just wanted just to be ourselves and do our thing. But Islam was encroaching, and even in that day, you know, we're a relatively new country. But, you know, they were encroaching in. They realized, you know, we had to do something because they mean us harm.
Uh-huh. It's like the snake and the frog, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly like the snake and the frog. Well, explain that.
Well, you know, there was a... You tell this often, but there was a snake that tells a frog, listen, if you get me up to the top of this hill, I promise I won't eat you. And so the frog thinks about it for a little while and says, okay, I'll help you out. So the snake curls up amongst the frog, and the frog jumps up and climbs up to the top of this hill mountain. And lo and behold, the snake eats the frog. So the other animals that are watching this all take place say, what in the world? Why in the world did you let, you know, did he let the frog take him up there? You know, what happened there? The other guy says, well, he knew what he was when he took him up there.
He knew what he was when you made the covenant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
When you made the contract, when you said, hey, let's do this thing. You knew was a snake from the beginning.
Right from the jump.
Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, so you're going to hear JJ talk a lot. We want to bring up JJ because you know, Islam is just one amongst many men. I mean, men are very religious. I mean, you have a lot of different, you know, men trying to find God, and they end up getting twisted, or things happen, or getting led astray. But it's a man's desire to find God. But in regards to Islam, it's Satan's desire to destroy mankind who doesn't serve Satan, you know.
That's right.
It's the antithesis. They're waiting for their... And you've got to go to VFN TV. You've got to see, you know, Christianity, America, Israel, and Islam. You've got to hear that. You got to hear what's going on. I don't know how much time we have left. But if we repent, I know if God did it for Nineveh and he was concerned about... He called them a great city. That I know that God's concerned about America, and he calls it a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
But it still had God's plan that he was raising a sword against it.
Right.
And we're going to be talking about So we're not speaking against any religion per se. We're just exposing it for that it's against the United States Constitution and it's against the Christians.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
JJ wants to kill Jesus and Jews. He wants they want to kill, you know, those that follow Jesus, which are Christians, mm-hmm. and follow and destroy the Jews. And in that you just can't partner with somebody who wants to kill you.
That's right.
And the caliphate, which is the ultimate goal of a non-backslidden Muslim, because this is what I said to John Stemberger. I said, so if the hope for America is a moderate or a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian, what happens if the Muslim repents?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens if they have this encounter and they say, you know what? You know, I've been sinning. I'm a backslidden Muslim. I'm going to go read the Quran, and they become what they would define as radical.
Mm.
But a radical Christian, this is what a radical Christian does. He turns the other cheek.
Right.
A radical mm-hmm. Christian sells himself into slavery that he might win a few and that God may receive his reward, like the Moravians.
Right.
That's right.
A radical Christian is like Mike Bickle, who says, I'll pray till I can't pray anymore, and I'll bring this next generation in. Like IHOP Kansas City, mm-hmm. International House of Prayer Kansas City. A radical Christian is somebody like Lou Engle who says, listen, we've got to stand in the gap. A radical Christian is somebody like Coach McCartney with the Promise Keepers. A radical Christian is like Mother Teresa who goes and a radical Christian is totally contradicts a That's radical right. religious person, because a radical Christian is wanting to manifest and share the love of the Father with as many people as they can through Jesus Christ. And Satan hates that. Mm-hmm. Satan hates that, because that's, I mean, any God you want to, you can talk about, but you can't talk about the God through his son, Jesus Christ, because he's the real God. That's why people get upset about it that it aren't with God. Mm-hmm. And that's why you can't pray in his name. And understand mm-hmm. this, that means that the God you serve, if you serve Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are serving the correct God.
This is so important what we're talking about. Because we need to be informed. We need to have a perspective on what is happening. You know, we're just trying to share and keep us informed. Mm-hmm. And we also want to be prayerful. We want to be, you know, this is, you know, the real deal. And no need to fear. Listen, he who doesn't slumber or sleep, he watches over Israel. He watches over us.
That's right.
We're going to be okay in this, and Israel's going to be okay in all of this. But Israel has the right to defend herself.
That's right.
And right now there is support, but we want to be able to stand with Israel when and if the support's no longer there.
That's right.
And what can't waver is the believer's report. And this is what VFN Radio is for. VFN Radio is for the church. It's for us to know that, listen, as Israel goes, so goes the church. And so they are us. We are, you know, together in this. So we want to pray for our brothers there in Israel. But, you know, the Quran says that they don't believe in that Jesus is the Son of God. They don't believe it's the Son of God. And so this is their ideology, the Hamas, or the radical Islam. This is what they believe. And you have to take them at their word. You got to take them for what they believe is the truth.
Right.
That's not the truth, you know, and that's their operating manual, if you will. That's their motivation behind it all. And so they have to continue to do the things that they're doing in order for the fulfillment of what their word, quote unquote, says.
Right.
So we want to encourage you to support other organizations as well, like Christians United for Israel, CUFI. I mean, they're a wonderful organization. It's a million believers are part of this organization, Pat, if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. That actually stand for Israel. Right. And part of their pledge is that we believe that Jewish people have a right to live mm-hmm. in their ancient land of Israel, and that the modern state of Israel is the fulfillment of this historic right. Say that we maintain that there's no excuse for the acts of terrorism against Israel, and that Israel has the same right as every other nation to defend her citizens from such violent attacks. And then they maintain a pledge that says that we stand with our brothers and sisters in Israel and to speak out on their behalf, and whenever and wherever necessary, until the attacks stop and they are finally living in peace and security with their neighbors. And that's really what it's all about. It's all about living in peace and being able to defend oneself and the citizens of your nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what's right. This is what's good. So I want to encourage you We're going to be talking here in the extra hour about so much. I mean, we really have an exciting program for you. We're going to be talking about seeking God, which is so good. I know yesterday that we talked about so many things, including toenails, which we're not really going to get into right now. Okay, we're not going to go there.
Hey, man, you've grown in wisdom. Come on.
Well, yeah. we're not going to go there, but hopefully you have no more jokes today. But we talked about how the fear of the Lord is the refuge for the family.
Right.
And I'm telling you, if you haven't been to the Torch, you need to go to VFNTV.com and go to the badge, the logo that says VFN Torch, and select that, because you're going to find so much truth. Mm-hmm. The highlights are there for you every single day. They're updated not only on the Torch, but as well as the app.
Correct.
And we talked about yesterday how it was in a moment of wisdom, how the fear of the Lord is the refuge for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's so important, because as parents, as we lead the way, we're going to be able to, you know, show our children not by words, but by action.
Right.
When we actually have a fear of the Lord, it begins to create a refuge for them, a place of safety where they can follow God.
Mm-hmm.
I know as well, too, Pat, that not only is this available on the Torch, but it's also available on the podcast.
That's correct.
Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As well, you can go to VFNTV.com. And down there on the left-hand side, you'll see a button that says VFN TV Podcast, which came out about a month or so ago. You click that link, and it takes you to that page. It'll give you several options on how you can actually subscribe to our podcast. So whether you have an Apple phone, or you have a Google phone, or you'd like to do it from your computer, whether it's a PC or Mac, you can have it set up to automatically download every day.
Wow, so that is
cool.
Wow, that is so awesome. So every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically,
yep.
It can just can come right to me.
Yep, absolutely. Isn't that cool?
And all I have to do is sign up for that once.
Yeah, you subscribe once you subscribe to it, and it updates every day.
And where can you go to subscribe?
Just go to VFNTV.com and click the podcast button on the bottom left hand side.
Fantastic. Well, join us in the extra hour. If you have to go, we appreciate you joining in with us today. But we'll catch you in the extra hour.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.